And the Buddha didn't have just these qualities of compassion, of sympathy, of love. He had also more vigorous qualities. No doubt they remembered his fearlessness, his equanimity. No doubt they remembered how the Buddha behaved when one of his disaffected disciples, Devadatta, tried even to take his life. We're told that Devadatta was the cousin of the Buddha, but he was a very ambitious man. He'd been with the Buddha as a monk for quite a long time, for quite a number of years. He was very good at meditation, and he had all sorts of supernormal powers. He could do all sorts of wonderful things, all sorts of psychic tricks. But he was ambitious, and he was proud. And one day he went to the Buddha when the Buddha was a very old man, and he said, "Lord, you are now old. Please retire. Don't give yourself any trouble. I will take over the Sangha. I shall lead the Sangha. You please go into retreat. Spend your time quietly and happily." So what did the Buddha say? The Buddha knew his mind, so he said, "Even to Sariputra and Moggallana, I would not hand over the Sangha, much less still to you." And Devadatta was so incensed and so offended by these words that he resolved to take the Buddha's life. And he conspired with a wicked king with whom he was on friendly terms. And he bribed the king's elephant trainer to release against the Buddha a mad elephant, but nothing happened. So Devadatta got desperate, and he knew that the Buddha used to walk at the foot of the Vulture's Peak sometimes. He climbed up onto this rocky peak, and he pushed a great boulder down right onto the Buddha, and it bounced down the hillside, just missed the Buddha, but a splinter pierced the Buddha's foot and drew blood. So after these incidents, the other disciples became very, very alarmed for the Buddha's safety, for the Buddha's life, in fact. So what did they do? They thought they ought to protect the Buddha, look after the Buddha. So without saying anything to him, they constituted themselves into a sort of bodyguard, and they ringed the vihara where the Buddha was sleeping, with a circle of disciples, some with sticks, and they're going to guard him. So during the night, the Buddha came out, because the Buddha never spent the whole night sleeping. He'd sit up half the night meditating. So he came out in the middle of the night, he saw all these monks around. So he said, "Monks, what is this?" So the monks said, "Lord, we're protecting you." So the Buddha, what did he say? He said, "Go away. The Buddha needs no protection. Go away." So slowly and shamefacedly, they all just melted away. And the Buddha just remained there by himself. So this was the spirit of the Buddha. This was his fearlessness. So incidents of this sort too surely must have remained in the minds of the disciples after the Parinirvana. And no doubt there were other occasions which showed qualities no less remarkable.